Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dead End Hip Hop, DE365, man, you already know who it is. It's your boy, FIFA247, Mr. Kenneth Beans, and today we have a special guest. Is he really that special? I don't know. This nigga be showing up everywhere, so I don't know if he's really special like that. But, Mr. Spike Lou, what it do, man?
What's going on, my brother?
Yes, sir. Your first time on DE365, right?
Yes, yes.
This go-round. Did you partake in the first go-round?
I didn't.
Didn't. Okay, bet. So, welcome.
So, I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, man. Welcome to the platform. So, today we're doing Currency and Trauma Tone, Highway 600. No, we are not doing the same exact one. We are doing the deluxe version. It was that damn good that we had to do the regular and the deluxe. It isn't at all times where I can get at least even one Dead End Hip Hop member to listen to Currency. So obviously we got to fill in the time, and Ken liked the first one so much. I was like, bro, the deluxe is as good, if not better. So Ken, I'll start it there. Did you feel that way about the deluxe version? Was it in addition to, or was it like, we ain't need it?
Felt much like the same to me. So, cause I couldn't even tell which tracks were new or which ones were not.
All he did was just add the new ones right on top.
At the beginning. Okay.
Because the original starts with Jet Music, and then that order from 9 to 17 is how the original goes. And then everything else is brand new. So Highest in Charge, Hot Interlude, What She In It For With Wiz, January 8th, V12 Benz, The Untouchables, Round and Round. And
so we had eight new songs here. I did like What She In For, though.
Right? I told you, Wiz sounds, you know what I'm saying, reinvigorated now.
Yeah, or maybe that was just all he had left in the tank. But
No. He has other features where he sounds pretty good, Ken.
Yeah, but that joint, yeah, I had to look at the phone when that one played. I was like, okay, that's not bad. But yeah, I mean, I think he could have, he probably should just release it as another project. Like with Trauma Tone Part 2 or something. I don't know.
But see, I feel exactly what you said, where it's like listening to the deluxe versus the original, I was just like, okay, it sounds the same. So if he would have released this as a second project, it was like, oh, well, it sounds the same. So it kind of made sense for me that he released it as a deluxe. Kent, I feel like whatever chemistry it is that they have, it's obviously apparent. Like, we're talking 17 tracks now. You know, we thought the original was really good. But nah, man, I really fuck with this version. I like Wiz on What She In It For. I thought it was interesting with the beat on January 8th, very hip-hop boom bappish. So that kind of broke up a little bit of the smoothness that we had throughout this thing. But it gets right back to it with V12 Benz. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I did like the beat on that joint.
Which one? January 8th?
V12 Benz.
V12 Benz, yeah. And then The Untouchables is hard, Round and Round. So I felt like it was a great addition to. It didn't feel like it took away. It was like, because we've done a couple of deluxe joints, and it's just like, bro, like, we ain't need it. You know what I'm saying? But this, I'm here for it. Like, I don't even listen to the regular one no more, Ken. I only listen to the deluxe.
43
I wasn't hip to the regular one.
Huh?
I wasn't hip to the regular one. The regular one. Mm-hmm. I hadn't listened to it. So this is my first time listening to all 17 songs.
Mm-hmm. How you feel? How you like it?
The beats were amazing. Like like you said, with and Spiller gonna be Spiller. Like, he can rap. So I like this album. It was just that the January 8th shit, you know, I didn't like that.
Yeah.
Boom bap. I was surprised to hear him on the boom bap. And I don't listen to Spitta every time that he drops, but what was most impressive to me was the many different flows that he used throughout, like, this this whole project. It was fire. My favorite song was All Effed Up.
Yes.
I loved that.
So that was our off of the original, that was our favorite song.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's still a standout track on this.
Man, that was amazing. I think I ran that back and saved that to a playlist.
Mm-hmm.
And Reflections. I really like Reflections as well. Those were the two for me that stuck out.
Yeah, no, 100%. See, this is the thing about Spitta, right? Like, you know, you kind of touched on it where Spitta's gonna be Spitta, but it's just something with certain producers that, you know, bring out something different. And I can honestly say that Traumatone and Spit, whatever Traumatone did in the studio, whatever weed they were smoking, I don't know what it is, but it definitely sounds like Currency came to rap. You know what I'm saying? Like, it felt elevated. And I listened to a lot of Currency. And not saying that he doesn't feel motivated, but this just feels different. You know what I'm saying? And a couple of people that I've sent it to, the response was like, yo, like, Currency really rapping. Even B, and I know B don't like Currency, but the beats were so dope. I was like, I have to send it to him. And I asked him, he's like, yeah, bro, like, Currency's actually spitting. He's like, there's some joints out here I can fuck with.
I find it interesting that you say that, because I don't listen to a lot of Currency.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was listening to this, I was like, damn, he rapping. I forgot. It was like, have I been missing this for a while? But you saying he just cut that back on. Because I exactly thought when I was listening to it, I was like, damn, Currency been rapping like this?
What?
He been rapping like this. He stepped it up. Because you could tell, like, he was flowing. Like, he was spitting on this. Like, he 100%. Was saying some slick stuff. Some stuff to, like, make you chuckle a couple minutes. Like, oh, that was
some real shit, yeah, some player like shit.
He was in his bag.
He was in his bag for 17 tracks, which, you know, again, I do listen to a lot of Currency. He definitely stepped it up here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not saying that some of his later projects weren't necessarily really good. Like, we listened to Opening Season that we did way back in January, which was more like a collaborative effort to put Jet Like Music on. So everybody that he had signed was on it. And you could kind of tell he was in the background. But he, like I would honestly say, and this sounds crazy, it's almost like LeBron, like, he's literally still on the up and up in year, whatever it is, of his rap career. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I love to see it. So Spike, when it comes to these DE365 reviews, we have a rating system.
Okay. Right?
So we do letter grades, and I'll introduce what category it is, and then you just, you know, tell what your letter grade is and why.
Okay.
So the first one is features. He only had a couple of them, Maxo Cream and Don Toliver and Wiz Khalifa. So for me, the features were an A. Everybody came to do exactly what they came to do. And they didn't necessarily outshine Currency, but everybody added that extra flavor that those songs needed. So I'm giving the features an A. What about you, Ken?
Shit, I forgot what I gave him last time. Because the only one that's new is Wiz, and I think...
Wiz and... Yeah, Wiz.
Yeah. So... B?
Okay.
B, yeah. I thought Maxo was nice. Don, I mean, but we already talked about that one, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. I liked Don Toliver's. I mean, since I went on the last one. So the Don Toliver feature was banging. I even liked the Traumatone dude. I feel like that was a good verse. A, features are A, because it wasn't too many of them. It was just enough. Yeah, A.
But when it comes to the production, A+, fucking plus. Like, I felt like that last time. I don't know if I gave it an A plus, but it's definitely A plus now, because it expanded on what the original was, and it's like it didn't deviate too much. He gave you a little boom bap, he gave you some more smoothness, gave you some more player shit, and it just added 17 tracks. And I think may have not said it last time, but I always say it. Currency's one of the best beat pickers in hip hop. It's just, he's top 10, top 5 all time. Like, this dude does not miss with selecting beats, and this project is the epitome of that.
I'm at an A. Yeah. I think it definitely added on to what the first one was. There were about 3 beats that I like out of the new 8 that he rolled out. So we in an age now where, you know, when kids go to school, if they fuck up a test, they get a chance to take it over. So if you didn't give it an A, get an A plus. Hey, that's this new gym, bro. They trying to pass everybody nowadays.
I know y'all look behind. That's funny as hell. I give it an A too. The beat, though it was like a couple of the boom bap ones that I didn't like, just personal preference, the ones that were banging. Mm-hmm. Like those were banging beats, yeah, so.
Yep. Hey. And then the last category, is rapping. I'm giving Currency an A, bro. There's nothing else that he could have done better. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want more from Currency mm-hmm. and this project doesn't give it to you, then you are not a Currency fan. Like, this is like top tier Currency music right now.
Yeah, I mean, I could give him an A just off of All Fucked Up. Like, you know, that joint was so good. So yeah, I'm at an A. I think he rapped well. He sounded interesting over these beats, mm-hmm. you know, so yeah, it just made sense for them two to kind of both in this group project walk away with an A.
Mm-hmm. I agree, A as well. His rapping was superb, the flow was dope, he took you through several different flows on several different songs. It never felt like it was like he wasn't uninterested, as Ken said. Like, it mm-hmm. always felt like he was engaged, he was trying mm-hmm. to do it, because a lot of times, nowadays, you get rappers that just like yeah. they don't even want to be.
They just there.
Yeah, they don't. Like, yeah. If that, yeah, they just there. But this sounded like he was locked in. He was talking his shit. Like, it was some slick stuff in there. It was some fly stuff in there. Like, he was on his level. Hey.
So overall, A plus. Like, this is. I've been riding to this.
Highly recommendable.
Highly recommended. Ken, what say you overall?
Yeah, I'm an A. Yeah, I'm an A.
Spike.
Same thing. Hey.
That's what's up. So you guys already know, man. Look, Spike will be back on the next one. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? We are doing somebody that I don't think a lot of people know. And he's from Chicago. That's all I'm going to give you. So tune in tomorrow and we'll have Spike back. We out. Peace.
Peace.